Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. This is Bro Steph. Today is June 13th, 2015. And I've titled the report today, The Master Builder. It is based on Psalm 121, verse 4. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And before I go on, I just wanted to share something with you and make a statement, make a really clear statement. I received an email a few days ago where I was being accused by someone of being a false prophet. And in my email, I tried to communicate with this individual that, number one, I am not a prophet. Number two, I have never claimed to be a prophet. And number three, if you had to put a title on the service that I do under the Lord's authority, it would be that of a watchman. I watch, I observe, I analyze as God gives me the light and the knowledge and the wisdom and the interpretation to analyze. And I let the Bible speak for itself. But that's what I do. I watch and report back to God's people what the Lord brings to my attention. And I connect the news, the headlines of today, with the Bible. And I've been doing that since the year 2000. And I just wanted to make it clear, really, really clear, that much of what you hear on our audios and our written material is my analysis of what I see happening in our day and time. And then I apply the Bible to it and let God speak for himself. I try never to interpret the Word of God outside of a literal basis. And so I just wanted to make that real clear. And now what I wanted to do is talk about really quickly what's going on in the Middle East right now with Egypt, Jordan, Israel, and Iran. Since ISIS has been flooding into Iraq, something really unusual is taking place. And I believe, my opinion, I believe that God is orchestrating this whole plan of action that has been taking hold in the Middle East, specifically Iraq right now. The United States, Jordan, Egypt, and Iran are going to make a concentrated effort to try to defeat ISIS in Iraq, or at least push them way, way back and diminish their strength. The United States is sending the 82nd Airborne back into Iraq. There's only about 400 or 500 men going right now, but by the end of the year, there'll probably be a few thousand. And, of course, this is an elite force that we have that is capable of doing instantaneous strikes against ISIS. And I find it very interesting that God is using Israel's enemies to actually help Iraq and, at the same time, help Israel. I was listening to World News Briefing, and David Hawking was reporting on what someone in Jordan had recently said to him, he was reporting that this general in Jordan commented that and asked a question, is Israel now our friend? Because the Jordanian army is now working side by side with Israel to stop ISIS. Because ISIS is now encroaching on Israel's borders from Gaza. And so, of course, Jordan doesn't want to see ISIS enter over the Jordan Valley and get into Jordan and start creating havoc there. So I find it very interesting that God's plan is going to move forward, and God is arranging the players in the Middle East arena right in front of our eyes. Enemies are becoming friends. You know, the how does that saying go? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, this is happening throughout the Middle East, where the players and their alliances are all being redrawn right now. And it's catching the generals in the arena, the army generals, by surprise. So the Lord's moving. He's doing some great things in the Middle East. And remember to please pray for the Muslims in the Middle East, that God will open their hearts and their eyes to accept Christ, Yeshua, as their Messiah. I would ask that you would also pray for the Jews in the Middle East and in Israel, that the Lord would do the same. And please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. If you'd like to get our written reports, go to brosteph.org. Our audio reports are at audioboom.com/brosteph. And our Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/brosteph. And remember, live out your faith. Keep looking up, because Jesus is coming back soon. Talk to you again real soon.